Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Peter Roos, who's director at Gunsynd. How are you today, Pete?
Really good, thanks, Zach. Okay, thanks for having me on.
You've had a great, getting excited, huh? You've had a great 2020, with the especially with the Rincon IPO that we just had coming through the door. How would you sum up your year?
Yeah, Zach, look, it has been a really pleasing year. We've been, you know, incredibly active, as you can probably pick up from the numerous investments that we have made, and pleasing to sort of end the year with, you know, our flagship investment in Rincon, which is obviously the Western Australian copper gold explorer, that listed on the 21st of December earlier this week, listed strongly. But you know, we've got high hopes for that, and you know, believe it. It can really build a good base and march higher as they deploy the capital that they raised in the IPO and get into the field. You know, coupled with that, we're pleased that, you know, earlier in the year our investment in Sunshine Minerals, which is now at a recent name change to Pacific Nickel. IPO'd in the third quarter, calendar quarter. So that's sort of another, I suppose, you know, portfolio company that's achieved a liquidity event. And thirdly, you know, we're pleased to announce our investment in our Canadian copper gold exploration company and development company, Gold, has pleasingly announced, and via a press release in Canada just yesterday, that they are going to be listing on the 31st of December, so slipping in just before the end of the year. So very, very pleased with the progress of our investment companies, investee companies.
Yeah. So you seem to have broken the mold in terms of it, being an investment company, in the sense that there's a lot of twiddling of thumbs and hanging around for your shareholders. But in this case, there seems to be action going on most of the time, let's say.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, I think that, you know, the board and myself, we sort of made a conscious shift, I suppose, to look to identify, you know, opportunities in the natural resources sector that could, you know, deliver, you know, meaningful capital appreciation, you know, via the development of their assets, and also sort of look to achieve a liquidity event, you know, in these cases, by floating themselves on various exchanges, ASX and TSXV in this case. But what's, I suppose, really pleasing, Zach, is that they've all done what they've set out to do, and they've done it in short order. You know, I think other, you know, typical investment companies can be subject to being sort of trapped in their investments, perhaps for years and years. And I think that the shift in strategy to take advantage of a very buoyant natural resources and commodities market has definitely put us on the tip of everyone's tongue, and I think we've raised a profile on what can be achieved here. Look, I think 2021 is going to be another really good year for commodities and natural resources. So, looking forward to the new year as well.
But I mean, Gunsynd's not just about resources. Its remit, it can invest in anything, and or any sector. And you've shown that with the latest Low Six deal.
Absolutely, yeah. So look, we are we're very fortunate to, I suppose, have an open remit on a number of different market sectors that we can take advantage of. Low Six is. You know, it fits the bill of another really exciting sector, be it in these, you know, pool betting / sports betting markets. They've got a really impressive board of directors, backed by some really, you know, astute UK investor groups as well. We were fortunate enough to get a good allocation there, and you know, they are pushing ahead with their platform and the user growth, you know, over a short period of time has already shown they're attracting a lot of bettors and in the wagering groups to the platform, and we expect that to be a really good investment too. That has got plans to IPO in the new year as well. The timings on that are still to be confirmed, but they're making fantastic progress. And obviously the other investment we have is our boutique liquor brands business, Rogue Baron, that is making really good progress as well for its London IPO on Aquis. So, you know, the portfolio has really been sort of generating some moves, and it's pleasing to see the share price reflecting that up here on the AIM market.
Yeah, so you've broken the mold in two ways for private investors. They don't have to wait too long for liquidity events, because they tend to operate on a rather short time frame, maybe a 3-month time frame typically, and also you're investing either pre-IPO or near IPO, which is a bit of a change of the approach as compared to other investment companies.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. I think there's fantastic sort of opportunities that you can uncover in a numerous amount of sectors. I suppose the volume of natural resource transactions down in the Southern Hemisphere. We haven't seen this for some years now. The rate of companies raising capital is just off the charts. Take Rincon for example. They were one of 50 odd companies that were in a queue to float on the ASX, and we were really pleased that all the service providers and the board of that company really stood up and delivered and got the company up on the boards, and now it's pushing ahead with its plans to drill its assets in the new year. But you can really get caught up in the sort of the private equity style of investing in natural resources and across the board in other sectors too. And I think having a new remit of sort of looking and being very careful about getting into things that are not really prepared or organised to be listed within a sort of between a 6 to 12 month time frame is dangerous. So I think that's definitely paying dividends.
Peter Roos, Director at Gunson, thank you very much indeed, and congratulations on 2020.
Thanks for having me on. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.